This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, we'll be discussing the new Ted Cruz and John Kasich strategy, a coordinated strategy to stop Donald Trump from getting to 1237, that key number of delegates. Will it backfire? And President Obama sending more troops to Syria to battle ISIS.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Cruz will try and be the sole competitor in Indiana in 2 weeks, 10 days from now. In return, Governor Kasich will have the field to himself in Oregon and New Mexico come the month of May.
This is part of getting this down to a two-person race. We know that Donald Trump can't get a majority support within the Republican Party. So when this is a two-person contest and the vast majority of Republicans don't want Donald Trump to be the nominee, then that's the type of strategic dynamic we would like to see.
One by one, knocked out a governor, knocked out a senator, knocked out a governor, knocked out a senator. And now there's two guys that are limping. They're limping. They have no way. They're mathematically out. I'll tell you what. If a guy that is losing by all those millions of votes wins, I'll tell you what, we're going to have some people that are going to be very, very angry.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
My team met with the Cruz people, and they made a recommendation to me. I said, I think it's fair because, you know, in some places we haven't spent a lot of resources. I'm not campaigning in Indiana, and he's not campaigning in these other states. That's all. That's all it is.
Donald Trump is saying that you are colluding, and we expect to hear that from him again and again on the campaign trail.
I understand that Donald will whine. That's what he does. Donald is a sore loser.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo, and a lot to talk about today in politics, especially because of the states that are going to be voting tomorrow, both the Republican and Democrat side, but especially that late-breaking news last night. Is it too little, too late, and could it backfire on Ted Cruz and John Kasich? And I think it'd be more so the backfire probably on Ted Cruz because John Kasich has no significant delegate leads, though in many of the states that are voting tonight and then moving forward, other than Indiana, Kasich is actually polling ahead of Ted Cruz. Now, we'll talk about that and break it all down for you, but here's the basics of it. We want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Both campaigns, after that Fox News town hall last night, put out statements. Ted Cruz's campaign said that the campaign will focus its time and resources in Indiana and clear the path for Governor Kasich to compete against Donald Trump in Oregon and New Mexico. So we're talking about three states. Indiana is the soonest. That's next week. And right now, with the polls, Ted Cruz only trails Donald Trump by about 6 percentage points. Kasich getting 19% there. So if the Kasich campaign really does pull out, again, that would make it a real race. And it's a victory that if Donald Trump has a good night tomorrow night, that he would need in Indiana to get to that 1237 number. So could make things interesting. Again, there's a lot of belief out there. I tend to believe this could also backfire and help Donald Trump in a sense because of this alliance between two candidates who politically have not been in alignment on many of the key issues, Kasich and Cruz, though both have got good records. And we know we have supporters for both of those listening to our broadcast as well. We want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. So to confirm that, what the Cruz campaign said, the Kasich campaign put out a similar message saying that his campaign would shift its resources to states in the West, that's Oregon and New Mexico specifically, which are later in the calendar, to give the Cruz campaign a clear path in Indiana. Indiana is next week. So right now the polls are very close there. We've got a lot of states voting tomorrow, and we're going to get to that in the next segment of the broadcast. Also, the increase with President Obama and the troops that will be going, 250 more additional U.S. Special Forces to Syria. Logan, Facebook, Periscope, we want their comments as well.
That's right. You can join us in many different ways on Facebook and on Periscope. You can join us Facebook.com/JaySeculo. Periscope, search for Jay Seculo. We're also broadcasting on ACLJ.org in a multi-camera television style way. It's a great way to do it if you're watching on TV or an iPad or on a bigger screen. Great way to engage also, though, is by giving us a call. 1-800-684-3110. We want your voice on the air today.
Folks, we have got a lot to talk about. We're going to focus on politics. 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we have a key matching challenge right now. We're a little bit behind our monthly fundraising goal, so we need your financial support. If you're able to make a contribution, it will be doubled. So if you donated $10, it becomes $20. You can donate online. Be part of that at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
All right, folks, what do you think about this? This is Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. My dad is traveling today. But what do you think about this specifically from Ted Cruz and John Kasich's campaign last night? They both announced a strategy, and you could say an alliance, if you will. And I really am in the belief that this could backfire and actually put Donald Trump on even an easier path to 1237. I could be wrong. This has been an election cycle. It's nearly impossible to predict. But here's what they said. The Cruz campaign said, we're going to pull our resources out of two states, basically, that are later in the calendar, much later, New Mexico and Oregon. Oregon is not until May 17th, and New Mexico is one of those final states, that same day as California, June 7th, and let John Kasich go head-to-head with Donald Trump there in those two states. And then the Kasich campaign, just a few moments after that, released a statement saying, we're going to pull out of Indiana and give Ted Cruz a clear shot there. Now, the polls in Indiana show Donald Trump leading, and that's next week, next Tuesday, by about 6 points, and Ted Cruz right behind him. But John Kasich was at about 19%. So if he totally pulls out and some of that support does go to Cruz, again, it could be a very close race. And that's a key one because we expect Donald Trump to have a good night tomorrow night with all the states in play in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. But then Indiana would be key for him to secure the number of delegates, 1237. So this move either could backfire and I think hurt both Cruz and Kasich, and it may do so in the long run. It may be too little too late, but it could make things interesting. We'll see really how it plays out in Indiana. But I want to get your thoughts on this. If you're a voter in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Indiana, and any of the upcoming states, Oregon, New Mexico, California, does this move impact you at all? Does it change your opinion of Kasich or Cruz or Donald Trump? Does it make you are you rethinking your decision, or have you made that decision yet? We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, I want to make sure, too, we're engaging our Facebook and Periscope audience. What's it like on there?
Yeah, largely negative, I would say, that when I'm looking right now at the screen, getting lots of comments, and this is, instead of uniting the Republican Party and supporting Trump to win against Clinton, they're causing more harm than good. I was about to go vote for Cruz, and not anymore. That's from Tim. I'm getting sick and tired of all the crooked politicians trying to steal my vote. Cruz and Kasich equals ignore we the people, and the list goes on and on. I can tell you right now, from what I've seen, there's not someone who is excited about this position, even people that, like I said, that were supporting Ted Cruz. So if you're calling for a backfire, before you even said it, it was coming in pretty large on social media Even those that don't like Trump.
Even for Cruz supporters don't like this is what I think, because that's the key here. Is it going to backfire on Cruz? At Kasich at this point, I mean, he's still behind, as we said, Rubin delegates. But is it Cruz supporters who could actually change their mind in upcoming states and vote for Trump because of this?
I don't know if they're going to be voting for Trump, but it does definitely say on here. I mean, like, look, we have at least two or three that have said, like, here's a guy who literally just came in from Glenn Kitchens who said, makes me dislike Cruz more, and I started out liking him. This is from Jimmy. Cruz and Kasich are now what a lot of American voters are sick of. So I think you're right. I think you're saying is it could be that these Cruz supporters are the ones that were Cruz on the edge. You may see going another way or not voting at all. And I think that's going to be a big concern. Has something like this ever happened before? Is this something, is there precedent?
I was going to go
this?
To Than on this because, Than, if it has, usually would you make it through public statements? I mean, I get the idea maybe you're trying to make sure your supporters know in the state what your idea is, but they made it so public and they knew they would get so much attention that this is not a behind-the-scenes move. This is a public move, which is unique.
Yeah, right. That's the unusual part here, Jordan. I mean, you know better than anyone that sort of moving your resources, allocating your resources out of states where you're not competitive and into states where you're more competitive, that part is not unusual. In fact, Donald Trump has done it many times during this process, the famous one being Colorado. But what is unusual here is the public coordination between the campaigns. And I think the feedback that you're hearing from Logan on social media, I think there is a very real risk to both the Kasich campaign and the Cruz campaign that will be the reaction. Remember, one of Donald Trump's main talking points here has been that the process has been rigged. And I tend to believe that the process is very faulty, although it's not rigged. But this is going to play directly into that. And you mentioned Indiana on May 3rd, Jordan. If this coordination backfires, that is when we will see it, because that is a state that Ted Cruz was counting on winning. If Donald Trump does well tomorrow and then wins Indiana, I'm here to tell you he's going to get to 1237.
We just got a funny comment that came in from Mark who said, what is this? This is the election or an episode of Survivor where people are teaming up against each other? So I think you are going to see this rhetoric. And someone said, but Cruz is in it to win it. Maybe this is what he has to do to get the victory. But we do have a lot of calls and comments as well.
Yeah, so let's get right to him. 1-800-684-3110. Let me just say, key time to donate to the American Center for Law and Justice. Those of you who are new listeners, and we have many Facebook and Periscope and on the new conservative talk stations that we're broadcasting on, I need to know that we are not just talkers. We're an organization involved in all of these issues that we talk about, whether it's ISIS, issues at the Supreme Court of the United States. We have attorneys. We have government affairs specialists. We have an NGO status at the United Nations through our European Center for Law and Justice. We have offices around the world. So it's not just a show to talk about the issues. We are an organization that does something about it, and we do that because of the generous financial support of our members and donors. And this is a great time to donate because your donation is matched. It's called a matching challenge. So for the new listeners, let me explain that. A $5 donation at aclj.org actually becomes $10 for us. A $10 one becomes $20. You can do the math from there. So a great time to support the ACLJ if you have before, because you can double the impact of this donation. Or if it's your first time to really make an impact, go to aclj.org. Be part of our matching challenge so we meet our goal this month. Logan, let's get to the phones.
Yeah, let's get to the phones. There was a quick comment that came in that kind of speaks to your point, Jordan. This is from Vicky, who said, it just makes me want to not vote at all. I can't stand Donald Trump, but not thinking this is a smart move either. And we're seeing that kind of continue to go on. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Reno. Ariana?
Hey, Mike.
You're on the air.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're good, Mike.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we can hear you. Go ahead.
You know, yeah, the thing that bugs me most about this whole election thing is, you know, the Republican Party needs to stand together and not divide against itself. Just like the Bible says, a house divided against itself cannot stand, you know. And to me, these guys, you know, Ted Cruz and him they're being immature. It's like, you know, we're supposed to be grown men here, not children playing little games of, you know, getting our feelings hurt and doing whatever we can to win. It's just ridiculous. And it's making the Republican Party look bad is what it is.
Well, you know, I think that, Mike, that to some extent, I mean, that's why we said in the beginning of the show, will this backfire? Is this kind of play into the Trump narrative that the politics needs a shakeup? And a lot of people who are, they're not saying Trump's perfect, but that they want that shakeup, and that's why they're voting for him. And I've talked to a number of people on this broadcast and a number of people just in life who feel that way. And let me go to Than on this quickly, because Than, when you look at a move like this, do we have the comments from Cruz and Kasich? Let's play this, because I think that they've now both commented on this. Here's Ted Cruz, Byte 27. So not just the statement from the campaign, but Ted Cruz. This is from this earlier today, Byte 27.
We had conversations and both campaigns agreed to focus our energies. We're focusing our energy on the state of Indiana, and Governor Kasich is focusing his energies elsewhere. I think that is a decision, an allocation of resources that makes a lot of sense, and it's devoted to the principle of beating Hillary Clinton in November and turning this country around.
You know, so again, there it is. I mean, they are not backing away from what they are, this strategy at all. I mean, they are being very clear, very open. That's what makes it unique. And some of this I kind of put on John Kasich. You know, we've asked to come on this broadcast, but Ted Cruz wouldn't have been in this position if Kasich was out now, and there would have been a two-man race. So some of this I think is more on Kasich, I would say. But it's still a risky move for Cruz to be this public about it.
Well, the situation is forced by the fact that John Kasich is still in this race, Jordan. I mean, the fact is he probably should have been out of the race weeks and weeks ago, and then you would have a situation where Donald Trump would be favored in Oregon and New Mexico because it would be head-to-head against Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz would probably be favored in Indiana because it would be head-to-head against Donald Trump. So John Kasich's presence in the race created the situation, but again, it's not so much unusual that campaigns would shift or reallocate resources or which states they're competing in. What is unusual here is the coordination and the public coordination of it, saying we talked together and we agreed we would leave this state while you leave the other state. And, Jordan, I really think this might be the one opportunity that Donald Trump has to unify the GOP to the caller's last point. He's had a little bit of difficulty doing that, but this might be something that he can rally around and say, because of this kind of coordination, it is time to rally around me, and it just might work for him.
All right, folks, we'll continue to take your phone calls when we come back from the next break, 1-800-684-3110. I don't want to forget that there's been an important announcement by President Obama. You know, we sent 50 special forces into Syria to battle ISIS, to help Iraqi forces and other forces battle ISIS. And President Obama has announced, this was another breaking news, that he's sending an additional 250 special forces into Syria, bringing the total to around 300, at least what we know publicly. So that is a big move for the administration. Is it enough to destroy ISIS? I don't think so, but definitely there's been some kind of change in their approach. I think we'll get more about that as the next 24 hours of how that exactly will work and what the impact will be. Probably more targeted at specific ISIS leaders and, again, helping the troops find targets so it's more coordinated attacks. We'll take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We are focusing mostly on politics today. And remember our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. It is a great time to financially contribute to the work that we do. It's tax deductible, and you double the impact of your donation. Anything you contribute, we get double the amount at ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you in just a couple minutes.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're talking politics. Let's play, again, we played Ted Cruz's statement about and read the campaign statement about this alliance coordinated strategy, public coordinated strategy between Ted Cruz and John Kasich, focusing on three states, not for tomorrow night, but for one next week, Indiana. And that's very close between Cruz and Trump, Trump leading in the most current polls. Kasich was polling pretty high there, though. He's now pulling out his resources there, which would, again, tend to say that that may help Ted Cruz close the gap. And again, it would be a state that Donald Trump, if he has a great night tomorrow night, and I expect he will, would need those still to get to that 1237 number. And then the states that Ted Cruz would not be competing in are later in the calendar, Oregon on May 17th and New Mexico on June 7th. If you're a caller in any of these states, and we've already got them up on the screens, we want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. But let's quickly just break down what's at stake tomorrow night, because Logan and Than, tomorrow night's big, and it's the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, big for Donald Trump. It's Connecticut, and that is a proportional delegates. It's closed primary. There's 28 delegates at stake. Delaware, with 16 delegates at stake, that's winner-take-all, also a closed primary. Maryland, 38 delegates. That's a winner-take-all, again, with an asterisk. You know, they can pick off a couple. Pennsylvania, 71. Than has explained that's a little complicated. It's a winner-take-all, but they're not all bound. And so, again, this is key to the Donald Trump new operation. But he expected, again, a victory there. And Rhode Island, with 19 delegates. You added up a lot of delegates at stake, more than were in New York, obviously, this past week. But Than, right now, Donald Trump leads in every single one of these states. And it's actually, I think, maybe only one of those states is Ted Cruz ahead of Kasich for second.
Yeah, I think that's right, Jordan. And actually, in Connecticut, if Donald Trump can get to 50%, that becomes a winner-take-all state. So I actually suspect he will get all of the bound delegates in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, all of the bound delegates in Pennsylvania. Of course, that's only 17 of the 71, as you mentioned, and we have to look and see which delegates actually get elected in the other 54 spots and who they favor. Then in Rhode Island, unless he gets 67% in each district, Jordan, those districts will allocate their delegates, one to each candidate that clears the 10% threshold. So I do think that Ted Cruz and John Kasich will both clear the 10% threshold in each of those districts and come out with two apiece. But outside of those four delegates, Jordan, I suspect that Donald Trump will get every single delegate that's bound tomorrow.
Logan, let's take a call, because we've got one coming in from Pennsylvania, and I want to go to that because I think it's right on, as Than explained, and we can explain. We got a lot of listeners in the state. It's a big state, and it's the biggest delegate count tomorrow night, but the system is unique. So let's take that call.
All right, yep, let's go to Linda, who's calling from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Jordan, how are you?
We're good.
Hey, the reason I'm calling is I'm in Pennsylvania, and it was just explained to me the other day that, yeah, there are 71 delegates in the state of Pennsylvania. If you're voting for Donald Trump, it's not enough to just vote for him, because even if he wins, he will only have 17 of those delegates. From what I understand, there will be three delegates you can vote for, and you need to vote for them so he can pull in more delegates than any of them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I mean, Than, explain the system, because it is more complicated than it just says, you know, online when you say Pennsylvania, 71 delegates, winner take all with by congressional district, closed primary. But it is more complicated than that. So, Linda, let's just explain it one more time, because we've got a big Pennsylvania audience, about the importance of really the campaign's work, especially Donald Trump's. He's expected to win it, but he's got to do well the behind the scenes, which he's increased his staff on that. Let's explain it one more time.
Sure, Linda. When you go into the polling place, you and every other person in Pennsylvania will first vote for president. And whoever wins the statewide vote in Pennsylvania will get the 17 delegates for that. But you will also vote for a slate of delegates. And on your ballot, the only thing that is going to show up is a list of names. So if you wanted to vote for Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or John Kasich, you need to look for that campaign's information on which delegates they think will support them. It will not be listed on your ballot. So it doesn't really matter if you support Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or John Kasich. You need to reach out to that campaign and see which delegates in your district you should be voting for. And Jordan, just last point on this, This is the aspect that Ted Cruz has been beating Donald Trump on in virtually every state. And it is the aspect of this that Donald Trump hired Paul Manafort to improve. I suspect he has improved it, but Pennsylvania will be the first state where we see if their organization has caught up with Donald Trump's campaign in actually looking for these delegates who are unbound and delegates that are partial to them.
So for Linda and for everybody listening on the radio broadcast, especially Pennsylvania voters, and we got many of them, make sure, one, obviously vote for who you want. We're not telling you who this will benefit, but make sure that if you want to help that candidate specifically, whether it's Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, or John Kasich, that you do what Than said. Reach out to the campaign. You can do that. Some may have it through their website. Some you may have to call. And they should be happy to provide you with which delegates. They're just names of people that you in your area that you'll also have a choice to make. And so if you want to really help your candidate of choice, whichever that those three may be, you've got to take that extra step as well. So I think that was a great call. And glad to explain that. Let's take another call, Logan.
Yeah, let's go ahead. A lot of people have been holding for a while. Let's go to Mark, who's calling in Madison, Alabama. You're on the air, Mark.
Howdy. Thank you all for your work.
Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm an independent voter who dislikes the two-party system. But that said, I was a Rubio supporter in Alabama primary and almost wish that he had conceded the week prior to the foreseeable loss in the Florida primary and endorsed a conservative candidate. And that would have changed the ratio for Trump and Cruz right now. Could it be that that's effectively what Kasich is doing now, that he's trading off with Cruz enough delegates and popular vote to potentially concede his chance to have been a dark horse candidate at a contested convention?
No, not really. I mean, potentially he could be. I mean, there's so many different ways this could go. But in a sense, yes, in Indiana, this could propel Cruz. And really what it would do, again, is make it tougher, even if Donald Trump has a great night. We expect he will tomorrow night. If it could propel, Cruz could win Indiana. It's very close polling there. If that were to happen next week, it would be tougher for Donald Trump to get to 1237. Again, not necessarily impossible, but tougher. Does it back? But then Kasich would have a play in a couple other states that Cruz would not at all. But Than, as we've talked about, we only got a minute and a half left. The way the rules have not been written for this convention, so John Kasich is not conceding anything. He's staying in it, and you may get through a couple of rounds of balloting, and the rules change again.
Yeah, he's certainly not conceding anything. I would just say this. The challenge for John Kasich is he is going to go into these two states that he now thinks the field will be cleared in, Oregon and New Mexico, and he's going to go in. He's still going to be behind Marco Rubio at that point, so it's difficult for me to say, even with this coordinated effort with Ted Cruz, that he'll go into those states and be able to tell voters, I'm the likely nominee, vote for me. So he may think he got something out of this deal, but I'm not sure he can win those two states even with this deal, Jordan.
All right, folks, remember, we've got a second half hour of the broadcast coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. If you don't get that on your local station that you're listening to, it's on SiriusXM. Also, it's online at aclj.org, and we broadcast through Facebook and Periscope, where we keep the discussion going between the commercial breaks. So if you're on a computer or at work, at home, you can participate that way as well at Facebook, Periscope, or aclj.org. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. The focus on politics, 1-800-684-3110. We'll get into a little bit more about this announcement by President Obama sending more troops, U.S. troops, to combat ISIS in Syria as well. Be part of our matching challenge. We need your financial support to do the work we do with the American Center for Law and Justice. We don't just talk about the issues. We do something about it. Go to aclj.org and make that donation today. We'll be right back.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
All right, folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Let's set the stage again for those of you just joining us in the second half hour of the broadcast. Big night tomorrow night on both the Democrat and Republican side. You've got Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island voting. Donald Trump on the Republican side leaning in all of those. Again, in the Democrat calendar, it's all these very proportional, and so we'll see. It's important, but Hillary Clinton is still pretty much on track for the victory there. We'll see, though. I mean, you never know on the Democrat side. There's been some interesting moves there continuously throughout that campaign. But focusing in on the GOP side, it's not just about tomorrow night. And again, Donald Trump expected to do very well in all of those states. But the strategy announced by the Cruz and Kasich campaigns, just resetting the stage for everybody who's just joining us. Than, explain what happened last night in the press releases. It is probably the first time ever this has been done publicly. I'm sure it's happened behind the scenes before during primaries, but publicly, this move.
Very unusual, Jordan. And part of the effort here actually might have been to try to distract from what is going to be a very good night tomorrow night for Donald Trump. It sort of bumps it from the news cycle periodically. But what happened is essentially John Kasich agreed to pull his resources out of Indiana to leave that state to Ted Cruz to try to campaign against Donald Trump and theoretically beat Donald Trump in Indiana. In return, Ted Cruz's campaign essentially agreed that they would pull their resources out of New Mexico and Oregon, where John Kasich is polling a little bit better, leave those states clear to John Kasich to try to beat Donald Trump. And the theory here, Jordan, is that both of those efforts would contribute to keeping Donald Trump under the 1,237 delegate threshold for securing the nomination before the convention in Cleveland. Obviously, it carries with it a risk because it feeds into this narrative that Donald Trump has had that the process is somehow rigged against him. And if, you know, we're going to know this in a week from tomorrow, we're going to head to Indiana. And if Donald Trump does very well tomorrow and then wins in Indiana, I think all of this coordination is going to be meaningless because that will put Donald Trump on a track to get to 1237 before the convention and, frankly, before New Mexico and Oregon really become relevant.
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your phone calls, comments. Logan, do we have those coming in?
Yvonne just said, this is from Mickey, who said this will only defy the Republican Party. This is like handing the Democrats the election. A lot of people are calling saying that Ted Cruz sold out. You know, this is something that, you know, someone he has kind of said things about, has not been necessarily the biggest John Kasich fan, and has now come up and teamed up. So I think you're seeing a lot of those issues. Let's go to the phones up. Let's go to Ann, who's calling from Maryland. She's been on hold for 20 minutes. Thanks, Ann. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm calling because I'm kind of surprised that you're surprised as the strategies that they're using. They're all politicians, and they're all focused on being a president.
Yeah, they're in it to win it.
And, yeah, I get that. I think we're not surprised by the strategy. It's surprised by how public they are about it. I think the behind the scenes, not surprising at all. But publicly, that's why it's pretty unique that to do it so public, actually, to announce it.
For either the Democrat or Republican president. That means Democrats can vote for Trump as well as Republicans. And it's probably how he got most of his delegates. Well, they're going to use whatever strategy they can come up with to win the presidency.
Yeah. Now, has it changed how you would vote tomorrow in Maryland, Ann, or have you already early voted? It's a closed system there, so you had to be party registered. Does this impact your vote at all?
I have not resolved that, and I hope I have it resolved by tomorrow.
Do you know which?
I look at Donald Trump, and I think about, okay, he does not know anything about government. He doesn't seem to be familiar with the Constitution. He doesn't seem to be familiar with treaties. He doesn't seem to be familiar with international.
So you're still making up your mind. Are you going to be voting the Republican or Democrat primary? It's a closed system.
I'll be voting as a Republican.
All right, so important again, and I appreciate your phone call. Agree with you, and I think a lot to talk about. You got an important decision to make, but make sure you do go out and vote tomorrow in that Maryland primary. We're going to take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 on Jay Sekulow Live. That's 1-800-684-3110, and through Facebook and Periscope. Also, matching challenge, great time to donate to the American Center for Law and Justice. Double the impact of your financial contribution, tax deductible. Go ACLJ.org, donate online.
It is a critical time for our nation. and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. A lot of phone calls coming in. We're taking them at 1-800-684-3110. Important state primaries voting tomorrow. Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Donald Trump expected to win all of those, but will his new delegate team, he's been hiring more experienced folks in that, make sure that those victories are turned into real delegates so he moves closer to that 1237 number. That key announcement, we'll get back to it with Cruz and Kasich deciding that Kasich's going to get out of the way in Indiana. That's next week. So I'd love to hear from some Indiana voters. If we have some listeners right now, I know we do, 1-800-684-3110. And then Cruz is going to get out of the way in Oregon as well as New Mexico. I know we have an Oregon voter on the line as well, and we've got an Indiana line as well. 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk the new strategy from President Obama about ISIS too in a bit. But Logan, let's get to these phone calls from Oregon and Indiana because they are directly impacted by what Kasich and Cruz announced.
Let's head over to Oregon first with Larry, who's been on hold for 25 minutes in Salem, Oregon. Larry, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Jordan. How are you today?
Hey, we're good. Thanks for calling.
Good. Listen, like I said, I'm in Oregon, and I'm going to be voting for Trump. And the primary reason me and my wife are both voting for Trump is because we are just tired of the politics games. We've seen it in the past for as far as you can think back. And it just seems to me my opinion of the Kasich and the Cruz strategy right now is desperation. I think it's a desperate move. I think Kasich should have dropped out weeks and months ago, because the guy has no clear path. I think they're just in to upset Trump so they can continue the status quo of politics that we've seen in this country, destroy the country, and just send an array into chaos. And I honestly believe that what Trump says, if this goes to a contested convention, you're going to have people walking out. And then what are they going to do to get to 1237? You're basically giving the Democrats the election, in my opinion. And if I can make a quick comment about the president's move in Syria, I think that's a hopeless move. I think it's politics again. You cannot destroy ISIS with 250 or 300 advisors. It's just not going to happen. And in my opinion, when we start seeing our special forces on TV through Al Jazeera, whichever network, dead and strung up like they did years ago, from a bridge. You remember that one, I'm sure. Yep. This country is just going to have a fit. And, you know, that's where I stand with it. I'm all Trump. I have to believe and hopefully believe that he isn't going to play the politics game. Obviously, he doesn't owe anybody any favors or money. And that's what runs the country, it seems like, in Washington, D.C.
All right, Larry. Well, I appreciate your phone call. And listen, I think, you know, you brought up the ISIS. Let me explain that in the new move by President Obama. President Obama has announced an additional 250 special forces will be sent to Syria, that joining 50 who are already there. These are special forces, U.S. armed forces, bringing the total to 300. Again, this would be more tactical moves, not a move to completely wipe out and destroy ISIS. But, Than, again, it was an increase that was not necessarily expected to be announced by this administration. And it could lead to, as the caller mentioned, you know, it puts more U.S. troops in harm's way. And are they getting enough backing and support? Now, these are highly trained individuals. I know they're very capable. But, again, it puts more Americans in harm's way.
Yeah, Jordan, we said it at the outset that sending 50 special operation troops to get rid of ISIS was delusional in the first place. I mean, there needed to be a mission and a strategy to eradicate ISIS. That was never the case. Now we're going to send six times that number. That may be a good thing. That may be a bad thing. But what I don't see here, Jordan, is a change in the mission. I don't see a change in the mission or a change in the strategy to completely eradicate ISIS. And without that, the number on the ground is almost irrelevant because they won't have a way to succeed. All you are doing is putting more Americans in harm's way. So what I would like to see from the president, from our commander-in-chief, is a clear mission and a clear strategy and a commitment to eradicating ISIS. And then we can talk about who should be on the ground, what those numbers should look like, and what role we will play. But without that first part, Jordan, it's never going to succeed.
You know, there is a new poll out by the George Washington University, which is actually where I attended and my wife attended our undergraduate, where we went to school at GW. In a head-to-head matchup of each party's frontrunner, Miss Clinton, Hillary Clinton, leads Donald Trump by only 3 percentage points nationally. This is brand new, 46-43, with just 11% undecided. That's a big shift. If that poll is a bit of an outlier at right now, because most polls have showed that race not quite as close. That's a big shift. But I think it gets back to that this is a pretty closely divided country, whoever the eventual nominees are. And it's going to come down to, you know, a few percentage points. Now, sometimes that can be distributed out and you can still have a landslide victory because of our electoral college process and the number of states you win. But again, this would be interesting to see if those polls continue to show a much closer race. I expect that they kind of will, because America's pretty divided. When it gets through this primary process, you're either kind of a Republican or a Democrat, leaning to the left and leaning to the right. And again, we'll see. But an interesting new poll. Logan, let's get to that caller, because the Indiana caller as well, and that part, that's next week. And again, part of that, this new strategy announced, which we think could backfire by Kasich and Ted Cruz.
Yeah, if there are comments or anything like it, it has. Let's go to Tim, who's calling from Indiana. Tim, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. I think what this country has been lacking in our candidates for years is morals. We need to get back to our morals. And Ted Cruz is not afraid to stand for it. He has to do the politician thing because that's what it's about. But Ted Cruz definitely is not scared to go face to face with whatever it takes.
Look,
and I think even Kasich sees this, because money is the root of all evil, and I don't need my grandkids to know that, hey, money got me the presidency. Trump is ruthless, and we sure don't need him as a president.
So you, Tim, you're not worried about what Cruz has done. You get the strategic, you know, what I'm surprised by is just how public it was made, honestly. It's not the strategy behind it, and I honestly think it's more they put Kasich put Cruz in this position because he stays in even though he's not performing very well at all and hasn't performed very well at all. But I get what you're saying. You're a Cruz supporter, and you got no problem with him doing whatever he can to, you know, it's legal and fine to get the nomination. And I think Donald Trump's about to speak. We're going to see if he gets into this the Cruz and Kasich alliance as well. We'll break into that live as well. Logan, what's going on with Facebook and Periscope?
Yeah, still this kind of outpouring. I have to agree with Tim in some ways, is that when it happened, when it was announced late last night, my initial reaction wasn't this large negative thing. And I think a lot of it is maybe because we've been involved in sort of, you know, politics, the backroom politics of what's actually going on, kind of knowing how campaigns work.
Yeah.
And knowing how that works. So it wasn't like I read it and go, that's a shocker thing. But the fact that you're right, that it's public, we're seeing this outcry. I mean, look, we've calls that have come in that have said they're switching their vote. And not in the way that people were hoping for, that the Cruz camp was hoping for. And, you know, I think this is going to be, you know, this is one, you know, one just came in. From Ruth. Let's go ahead and take, you want to take a call while we wait?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ruth
let's do it.
Let's go to Ruth in Virginia.
Hey, Ruth.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes. Well, I've been a Christian for 70 years. I'm a born-again, fundamentalist, Bible believer. And if Cruz and Kasich and the Republican Party would spend more time on their knees instead of lying and cheating the public, this whole thing would be settled. Because of this, I'd like to vote three times for Trump. He's the only one that is not compromising.
So you already voted, Ruth, in the election, so you were a Trump voter. But you do believe that this kind of move by Ted Cruz and Kasich, it just kind of underscores why you supported Donald Trump. And, I get that. I think that's why we said in the beginning of the show, will it backfire? And then especially in the states that have not yet voted. And I think that, again, it really would – it's not so much backfiring on Kasich, because I think, you know, his would be this strategy is some totally open convention, and it'd be, I think, pretty, you know, unique for him to be the pick. At the same time, I think, you know, with Ted Cruz, it's more of the backfiring on. It's not to say that Ted Cruz is not capable to be president of the United States at all. This, we're talking political strategy, is that, you know, he's been kind of, even though he's a U.S. senator and certainly in Washington even, an outsider. But does this kind of change that perception in these key states that are upcoming? And we got plenty of them. States that have not played such an important role in previous primary processes. We'll talk about it rapid round. So we got some lines open. Give us a call. Let's talk politics. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Logan, tell people too, Facebook and Periscope, their comments and questions we'll get on the air.
That's right. If you're on Facebook, get your questions in now. It's a great way to get on the air. But we have three lines open right now because we just took some calls. 1-800-684-3110. If you make it on, we guarantee you'll get in the next segment if you make it on. So 1-800-684-3110. 1-0. We're taking your calls right now. You can obviously join us each and every day on Facebook, Periscope, ACLJ.org, the ACLJ app on iTunes, the ACLJ app on Apple TV, and the JSecu Live podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and so much more.
And remember our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. We need your financial support, and you can double the impact. It's a great time to donate, tax deductible, ACLJ.org. We'll take your calls when we get back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We do rapid-fire phone calls, especially on these political days. We've got Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, to break down all the complications for you of these states that may say winner-take-all, or say some say proportional, but then, hey, in Connecticut, if you get over 50%, proportional becomes winner-take-all. Bound delegates versus unbound delegates. But I want to get right to phone calls. We're talking also about the Kasich-Cruz, this alliance they've made. I think everybody's been listening now. I don't have to get into every specific detail. We're also watching Donald Trump speaking, so to see if he comments at all about it, we may break in live. But Logan, let's go back to the phones.
Yep, we're monitoring that. But as we wait, let's go first to Dion, who's calling from Seattle, Washington. You've been on hold for half an hour. Thanks, Dion.
No problem. I love your show. Thanks for everything you do.
Go ahead. Thank you.
I just want to run a quick observation by you. And first of all, I didn't know about this deal between Cruz and Kasich. I'm a Kasich supporter because I missed the first 15 minutes of the program.
Yeah, it broke very late last night.
Now, my thing is... I think this. I heard Cruz might be interested in another debate. I think that should happen, and they should call it the issues debate, because this reality show that and the culture we're in, where people are used to that, and they're taking this on as a reality show thing. But if they were to have people go up and ask different candidate supporters their questions on or their opinions, if they knew their candidates. Views on jobs, education, defense, they wouldn't have an answer. They should have something called the issues debate with Hugh Hewitt and someone else moderating, because this culture is so used to the reality show process and everything. This is really reality, and elections have consequences. And just look at the last election. Yeah, change came about. Look at the change that came about. And I think... People don't know their candidates' issues on jobs, education, defense.
They're going to be the actual general election. Those debates are very substantive, and you see a big difference. You will see a huge contrast between whoever the Democrat nominee is and whoever the Republican nominee is, and they do get into more specifics. And there is, again, in this race, we've had a ton of debates, honestly, and a ton of town halls. And I'm not saying that they've all gotten into enough specifics necessarily. Some kind of focused on personal attacks. Others, the moderators were not great. Sometimes they were pretty good and decent debates. But I don't think you're going to see anything else coming out of the Republican side. I mean, there's no advantage for Donald Trump to do that. Ted Cruz would like it, and I understand why he would, but there's not really an advantage for Donald Trump to do it. I'm not sure I would recommend that to him if I was working for his campaign, just because he doesn't need that kind of momentum or to prove anything, especially with the states that are upcoming that look pretty good for him. Now, if something were to change, maybe you could see a potential move like that. But, Logan, let's keep going through our rapid fire.
All right, Buren in L.A., you're on the air.
Hi. I think it's wise that Ted Cruz coordinate with Kasich. And the reason is because I don't trust Donald Trump as president. He makes statements like it's okay for people to use whatever bathroom they're comfortable with. He's unprincipled, and I think he's gonna be a train wreck if he becomes president.
So you're okay again, and you're going to be one of those key California voters on the final date of the primary process. There'd be California, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, South Dakota, and California again June 7th. Now, there wasn't a specific announcement about how Kasich and Cruz will treat that. That could change. They may continue this kind of move, but. I think it's a state right now that appears to favor Donald Trump, but you have no problem with Ted Cruz's decision. That's what we wanted to ask about on the show today, is get your opinion on whether this would backfire on Ted Cruz or John Kasich and help Donald Trump, or strategically could help them. Now, what we're kind of hearing is people are okay with it, Logan. They're not necessarily saying that it's going to lead to anyone else's victory and necessarily stop Donald Trump, but that some of the Cruz supporters, at least, they have... they're not seeing such huge issues with it. It seems like the dedicated supporters.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that the dedicated supporters, yeah, aren't swayed, but I think you're seeing people that were maybe on the fence or people that were generally thinking about supporting Cruz or liked Cruz over Trump or Kasich. You know, feel a little betrayed. This one just came in from Brian, who said the blatant conduct of Cruz, Kasich, and the establishment leaves me with no confidence. So we have a lot of those comments. They have not united. They've come up with a campaign strategy. That's from Bev. So we're hearing a lot of those things. Let's get some more calls, though, because we're running out of time. Brandy's calling from Discovery Bay, California. You're on the air, Brandy.
Hi. Thank you guys for your dedication and hard work. My first time voting Republican, I am a little bit thrown off by how divided the party is. I've been really strongly leaning towards Cruz, but I'm bothered that he is joining up with Kasich. I know that it's just a strategy, but I really feel like if Kasich had more pressure to be dropped out, then wouldn't Cruz be further ahead?
Yeah, honestly, if John Kasich wasn't in this, we'd have a head-to-head race and between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And listen, tomorrow night would probably not be great for Ted Cruz, even if it was head-to-head. But it's certainly with somehow these states shake out. I mean, it would have been better because Kasich is actually leading Cruz for the second place in a lot of these states tomorrow night: Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. So, yeah, I think that a lot of this is because Kasich stayed in, and so I understand why. Listen, Ted Cruz had a better head-to-head shot, but it just didn't come to pass. It's not going to happen. So they're trying to figure out what they can do. And Indiana is going to play a critical role because if Donald Trump wins the way we expect tomorrow night in these states, then Indiana, which is polling very close right now, would be a very important for his pathway to get to 1237. Back to the phone, Logan.
Yep. Come on, let's move on. Let's go to Matthew in California. Quickly, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm a little confused about how the delegates represent the common voter. In other words...
All right, I'm going to get involved right now, Matthew, just because we don't have a lot of time left. When you're talking about delegates, now, this is not the Electoral College in the general election. Delegates are by party rules, so Democrat, Republican. Different states have different rules as well. Usually elected officials are delegates, and as well as people who run for delegates. So you have to understand how it works in your state. So if you want to understand it better... Get involved in your local Republican Party, and because I can't explain every state's version right now, but so get involved in your California GOP and your county level party, and that's how you can even become a delegate yourself to the convention.
All right, let's move on. Try to get these last two, though they're similar. So if we don't get to both, I apologize. Tammy in Texas, you're on the air. Quickly, Tammy, there. All right, got to move on. Let's go to Mark in El Paso.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. I agree that this Republican Party needs to shape up or ship out. The lady ahead of me who said she's a Christian and, the country needs morals. We don't need, business without morals is bad business. And I think Donald Trump is a good businessman, and he's been good for the country in business. He's been good for this election.
So do you support him or not?
Yes, I support Trump.
So you're okay on the moral side as well. You support him as well. Mark, I'm only cutting you off because literally I got 20 seconds left here. I appreciate your phone calls. We'll see tomorrow night. It will be a big part of the primary process. We'll cover it more tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live and all the different ways you can listen and participate in the show: Facebook, Periscope, ACLJ.org, where we live stream, so many other. And, of course, through your radio station, SiriusXM. Be part of our matching challenge. Donate to the American Center for Law and Justice. It's a great time to do it. We need your support. Go to ACLJ.org. It's a tax-deductible donation you make online at ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.